I think it's a strong mandate that the recently seated Somali parliament send this to all the politicians who were involved in the election, and that is they wanted to divorce themselves and the country from the previous trend, which was accused of corruption and maladministration and incorporation and disarticulation of the entire leadership. So this was a mandate to show that they wanted a new energy, a new vision, a new direction from the past.
How did it happen? One would think that Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, as a former president with all the money or maybe all the clout, would have won.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he was a formidable candidate, and in the last 2 days, he realigned himself with the recently ousted Speaker of the Parliament, another Sheikh Hassan, and it looks like every other candidate who was competing seems to have instructed their supporters to go not to Sharif Ahmed, but to Sheikh Hassan, who is the new president. So there has been a clear message sent to Sharif Ahmed and his ally Sheikh Hassan, Sheikh Sharif, saying that we don't want the past to come back and we want to move ahead with the future.
Now, the fact that the new president comes from the civil society, or he's a civil society activist, what should we expect?
That's a very important question. Sheikh Hassan, he has a combination of, on the one hand, being a diaspora type person in sense of education, but at the same time having roots among the Somalis for the last 20 years, which most of us don't have.
Do you think the West is happy with the choice of Sheikh Hassan Mahamud?
I think the West is very happy. As I said, he is a Western educated person. He has worked for UNICEF for many years. He also doled aid coming from the West by helping and working among the Somalis. So, very happy. I think the challenge is how he's going to elect the prime minister. My anticipation is that he will elect again another Western-favored prime minister. There is a potential that he may renominate the outgoing prime minister, Dr. Abdiweli Gass, whom, as you know, has been a professor at Niagara Falls University. And he has done an excellent job in terms of completing the roadmap, bringing the draft constitution to its end, and helping establish the current parliament, which is supposed to be of a higher quality.